Cavatitty? I don't know.
Or, never mind.
Take those cavatitties out of those holes, you call bra. I can't do it. I need to Google this shit. Cavities.
You guys are funny.
Jokes.
You guys are funny all the time?
Not me. What does the dentist of the year get? A little plaque.
No, see, he doesn't want that. He's a dentist.
No.
Sorry, I'm searching Google for these jokes. God damn it.
No, I know. I got it. I picked up one this time.
Don't worry, I got it.
I thought somebody else that's in the room with you didn't quite pick up on it.
Or the listeners.
What did the dentist see at the North Pole? A molar bear.
Nope. Not a thing.
Wow. What did the dentist say to the golfer? You have a hole in one.
Nope. Also not a thing.
In China, what time is the best time to see the dentist?
2:30.
I was going to say holy moly, but okay.
That's not a time. Yeah, no, wait, neither is 2:30. Oops. Why in China, you racist?
We love China and America. We love them so much we tariff everything. You can't tell us anything in China anymore. We're American.
I don't order American food out, right? I mean,
burgers are counted as American food, right?
Nobody says, hey, would you like to order Mexican tonight? Nobody does that.
Well, if you go to Taco Bell... No one says that. Only
no one says, hey, would you like to go... Yeah, it's either order pizza. It's not even Italian. It's just you want to order pizza. Or would you like to get Chinese?
Huh. There's never... You have an American food. What's American food?
I mean, I know the reason for that. Because all the Chinese places have really dumb, repetitive names. It's like, am I ordering from Dragon Luck or Lucky Dragon? Or Number One Chinese or Chinese Number One?
Or Lucky Star or Star of the Lucky.
Whatever and walk. Or walk and whatever.
Right.
Chung Wok.
And there's just too many to pick from and too confusing, so it's just, you leave it generic. But everybody knows Don Pablo's, Chili's.
Yeah.
How come it's usually City Wok, but you never see, like, County Wok?
Well, there's Towson Best, their Chinese restaurant, but there's Towson's Best Chinese restaurant, apparently. What about the best?
It's like, Towson, is this the best you got?
I mean, Towson Best is, like, on average... Maybe like a 6 out of 10.
That's the best they got. Yeah.
Their chicken is like weird.
Best you've got? Really?
It's like it's a weird texture to that chicken. I think it's rat I'm eating.
But let's go open up Towson More Best.
Towson More Best. Towson M.O. Best.
Than the other.
Towson More Best.
Better than the other Chinese.
Can you imagine a bunch of white guys running a Chinese restaurant? That'd be great.
I mean, it's cultural appropriation. I'm not sure we're
people.
Allowed
we
to.
We are Chinese. We're Caucasian.
Actually, is it cultural appropriation? Because most of the Chinese restaurants, I'm pretty sure they're run by Koreans. Maybe Japanese. I'm pretty sure not Chinese. So
maybe even Mandarin.
So, like, they just made a new rule in the NBA that you're not to wear ninja headwear.
Oh, Jesus.
Glad I don't play basketball.
A couple NBA stars did the, you know, Karate Kid type headbands, I guess, last season.
There's a band for that now?
And they're not doing it because of cultural appropriation. They're just doing it because it's not necessary. But the minute I saw that report, I'm surprised cultural appropriation wasn't brought up in it. Because it's like, yeah, it's not like they're wearing ninja headbands from Asia. They're not wearing... African headdresses from Africa, like, shouldn't there be cultural appropriation?
But I mean, if it's a headband, wouldn't a headband be sports related? I mean, don't NBA players wear headbands to protect from sweat? It wouldn't be
like... Well, it's one of those that look like, you know, something the Karate Kid wore, you know, wrap the band around your head and tie it off in the back, and it was specifically called a ninja headband.
And it's got the sun or the yellow, or the red circle from the Japanese flag on it. Like, maybe they should, you know, have plain ones.
Right, but I mean, my point is, they bring this up and they, you know, they're banning it from the NBA, which, you know, whatever. I don't care if they wear it or not, but my problem is, they're not giving them shit for cultural appropriation.
Huh. Well, that's kind
of... They're not saying that you can't wear that because of cultural appropriation. They're just saying they don't want it. It's not part of the NBA uniform. It's not an option. Don't do it. But the liberal media, and nobody's getting on them about that. But if, you know, a white guy goes out and, you know, Eminem, they consider Eminem cultural appropriation.
Well, he's not.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, but Eminem grew up in the ghetto, though.
It doesn't matter. He's a white guy doing music developed by black people. So they call it cultural appropriation. However, if a black person rocks something Asian, for some reason, there's no cultural appropriation from that. But if a white dude does it, it's cultural appropriation.
So I guess calling myself Urban Ninja is cultural appropriation then, huh?
Oh, shit. No, you're black. You're good.
Yeah, I mean, you're fine. I mean, if I called myself Ninja, I'd probably be, you know, appropriating cultural.
Well, you're more like a daimyo, like a samurai thing, so.
Look, if I'm going to do anything, it's going to be sloppy swinging axes. I mean, not even Viking, like at best dwarf, maybe.
I'm like an orc or something like that, you know.
Is that fantasy cultural appropriation? Because, I mean, they don't actually exist, but at the same time, I don't want to offend anybody that might play D&D.
Hey, I'm an orc. Don't say that about my race. Sir, you're a white man. Like, what? There is so much wrong with people in appropriating.
I identify as cultural appropriation. Can I do that?
I mean,
so that way I'm allowed to do it.
You can identify as a refrigerator. I don't see why not.
Wasn't there a football player called the refrigerator?
It was like old or something. I don't know. It was like an old black guy. I'm the refrigerator. Yeah, I'm the big black guy that can run anything over. I put cold things in my face.
Hey, he was a G.I. Joe, for Christ's sake. Leave him alone.
Wait a minute. So I could say I'm a Saiyan. Would that be Saiyan appropriation? They're not real. I could be.
I don't know.
I could be Superman if
but
I
want. But Saiyans technically are Asian.
I mean, they look white to me. And then there's Oob. He's black though. He's a reincarnation of a pink monster.
I don't know. I mean, I can't dress up as a Saiyan because it's culture appropriation.
Well, that's just stupid.
That's what it is, man. I don't make the rules. Fucking retards make the rules.
It's those white devils.
Careful though, don't use the R word. You might offend a retard.
Oh, you mean the retards that say retards?
No, the people that tell the retards they need to be offended.
Does it offend them or does it confuse them? Because you like say retard and like, where are you calling me? And no, I wasn't calling you. I was talking about you. Oh, you call me.
They're not offended by it until the people that work with them decide to tell them to be offended by it.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
But everything's offensive though. That's the only thing.
I haven't seen yet a coalition of retards standing against the oppression of the mentally handicapped yet. I haven't seen them collect together
That's because they're too busy playing Legos. That,
They work with them, they volunteer their time to them, and they're the ones that come out and say, hey, stop making fun of the mentally handicapped.
At home, because they play Legos and stuff like that, so, you know, there's not much to do about that.
I mean, how angry can a retard really get before they shit themselves and they think they're in trouble? So, I mean...
But do they get angry is the thing.
I mean, what are they going to get angry at? Angrier at you or angrier at themselves for knowing that they just shit themselves?
Or angry at God.
It's a fine line.
Yeah. Fuck you, Jesus! Wait, where's my bottle? And then they, you know... Run around flailing their arms. I think I'm retarded. I might be retarded. I don't know.
Call them and let them know, and they're gonna be offended by it.
Aren't we all maybe a little bit retarded though? We all have a little bit of retardation in us. Some of us maybe.
I mean, I'm pretty dumb about shit.
Huh? We could. So
I wouldn't say that I'm one of the smartest motherfuckers up in this piece.
So maybe, so not only are we all gay, but we all might be a little retarded. Huh, we're all equal, and nobody's paying attention to that. I should hold a protest that says we're all equal, because we're all
sugar substitute.
The only way that we hold protests is if we wear black masks, black outfit, and walk around with the Antifa flag. That's the only way that Squeak and I can pull anything like that off.
Well, I thought Antifa was left, so wouldn't that be me?
No, they wear black, but... Most of them are white people.
Huh. So Black Lives Matter is... So what, are we like Antifa in a way? I don't think so. What?
No, you're not. No.
Why are so many different groups fighting for the same thing?
Yeah, and therein lies the problem.
Is it though? Are they fighting for the same thing?
I mean, everybody's fighting for
their
freedom.
Own, for their own race or their own little niche group.
Like
all stepping over each other.
It's like religion. Like, why are there so many religions
that... They have it. They have what they're fighting for.
Yes, but they're going to fight more.
Women and feminists are fighting for rights for women, and it's like, but they have the rights. What rights have been taken away? And, you know, the police and black lives and all that stuff. their life? Yes. Were the circumstances put in a position that these people could have had their lives saved? Well, I don't know. Because if you're not listening to the police and you're carrying a weapon, like they did in some cases, the police are going to put you down because you're not listening to them.
Well, then, and remember, too, that the protesters are also saying, telling everybody not to listen to the police. So they're basically causing that situation.
Right.
By saying, you can't trust the police, don't listen to them, don't do anything they say. And they're causing that situation.
And actually, Antifa shows up, and they just beat on people.
Oh, right.
If you're not dressed up in all black with a mask on, they'll beat the shit out of you.
But what if you're black?
They'll call you a Nazi or whatever, and they'll beat the shit out of you. That's what they're literally doing.
But what if you're just naturally black? Will they still beat you up?
Who, Antifa?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen any Antifa riots or anything like that. I think I've heard of one.
Like, these people, look, the biggest problem right now is a lack of education and knowledge of the past. Like, things have been so separated, we're so far away from things, that people are actually starting to come up with ideas of, like, well, maybe the Nazis didn't actually kill all these Jews. I mean, that's how far away we are, that you're distorting what it means to be a Nazi.
Right.
Like, if you disagree with what these people say, they don't say you're wrong and yell at you, they call you a racist and a Nazi, only because you're disagreeing with them, and it could be on any topic.
I mean, but and it's weird because, and then it's so weird because it's like the Democrats pull that shit a lot. It's like, if you don't agree or if something's out of whack with them, oh, you're racist. Like, what? All I said was your shoe was untied. How am I racist for saying something that's like kind of like a fact?
Well, because you don't know how to tie your shoes, and you just pointed that out. Racist.
But that's dumb. Like, I think that's the dumbest thing ever. Like,
the politicians, the Democrats, progressives, and all that are well practiced in dumbing down words. Let's look at shell shock, for instance. Shell shock was a serious condition from somebody who went over to a war, and bombs and shit like that were hitting all around them. They were seeing horrific shit. They didn't think they were going to survive. It was their natural instinct to react and just curl up into a fucking ball and hope that one of these bombs that were all around them weren't going to kill them. Uh-huh. I mean, that is fear of life, and you're shaking, and then you got to come back to the regular world, and your nerves are shot. You got twitches and shit like that going on that you can't control, all because of just everything that went on around you. So they come home, and shell shock, all of a sudden, the terminology doesn't sound right. They need to soften it a little bit. And then it just progressed to where it's PTSD. So where are we today with PTSD? Is PTSD strictly something that happens over with the military? When these guys go over there and they're faced with things that we, the people that weren't in the military, are not faced with in our lives? I mean, when's the last time we had to deal with an explosion? Fireworks on the 4th of July? It's not really something that, you know, we become used to that.
Right.
And you got all these motherfuckers walking around here, you know, they go see a shrink, and the shrink goes, oh, you've got PTSD. From what? Well, your mom was mean to you growing up, and that's why you are the way you are. And it's a post-traumatic syndrome.
Right.
No, it's not. It's not. It's, you cannot compare that to what these men and women go through when they're sent overseas to do battle.
Right.
That is insane. And now you've got people, today, I got wind of a Twitter stream of this woman who is a proud SJW. She is a socialist. She wants the U.S. to become a socialist government. And she said, if you're not someone who suffers from PTSD or something like that, please do not use the word triggered. Use enraged or angered. Because when you say triggered, you may trigger other people. It's like, you realize what the fuck you're doing? You're telling people what to and what not to say because of your feelings.
But don't triggered and enraged kind of mean the same thing?
Triggered is bullshit. Let me tell you something. When they started going around people saying, I'm triggered, to me, I'm like, what is this pansy bullshit? Honestly, I mean, my hand to God, there was no sympathy, there was no, oh, I don't want to trigger people. And I can't believe I'm using the word myself. Because it is such a bullshit fucking thing. I'm triggered. No, you're not. You're pissed off, angry, upset, or something. You're not triggered.
You're emotional.
You're pissed off.
What it is.
And that's fine. You have a right to be pissed off. What you don't have a right to do is be pissed off and then tell people they can't say or do something that they want to do.
Right.
And even better is, you know, the Democrats, you know, and all are like so anti-Christian Catholic and say Christian Catholics do this and they impose themselves on each other. Well, let me tell you something. I don't know if the Democrats are looking in their own fucking backyard, but that's exactly what they're doing over there, telling us what we can and can't say. And people walking around telling people, you know, they can't disagree with them or they will fucking punish them by beating them.
Yeah, that sounds pretty not totalitarian, but it sounds pretty, you know.
It's fascist. Yeah. The anti-fascists are acting as fascists. That's what they're doing. Everything that they say they're against is exactly what they're doing. Control the speech. If somebody disagrees with you, don't argue with them or communicate with them. Beat them. Cause bodily harm.
I mean,
it's
a form of communication.
Yeah, a violent one, but...
Getting your point across.
Yeah, the jaw.
Yeah.
And that point is, don't say something that I don't like.
In Black Lives Matter, where have they disappeared to? And I'm not being an asshole about this. It's just...
No, trust me, I'm black and I wonder too. I'm like, where the hell are they? You know, it's like...
Well, they disappeared, right? The media, they're not the media love childs anymore. They don't want them up in front of everybody. And a lot of the media, or at least a lot of people online specifically, have waited it out, gotten the information about the reports of the alleged hate crimes the police do, and they look at the details, and they look at the facts, and then they give it to the people, and it kind of lets Black Lives Matter's feet fall on Rocky's footing, because they're claiming all this racist shit is happening, that they're just killing these black men just because they're black.
Mm-hmm.
But then the statistics come out and say, well, this black man in this situation was not listening to the police. This one, you know, clearly there was DNA evidence that he reached and grabbed for the weapon of the officer. What is the officer supposed to do in that situation?
Yeah, but remember, too, that Black Lives Matter added that needing for accountability, which is why all these cops have the body cameras now.
Right.
So it's also, oh, look, we've got the actual video evidence of what happened. We're not taking anybody's word for it. And, you know, even people refute, like, DNA evidence, you know. They'll say, oh, no, this is proof. And they're like, no, it's not. No, it's not, because it doesn't, you know, get to what they think the narrative should be. But, yeah, when you get the videos from the cameras, I mean, the one thing is that sometimes people will edit it to make it look a certain way.
There was even a video where I saw, like, the girl was so angry. Not angry, but she was, like, so emotional. She literally told the guy talking. She was like, you know, stop saying facts. You know, care about how I feel. He's like, did you just fucking say stop throwing facts? He was like, sit the fuck. He's like, sit down. Give me the fucking mic. Don't talk anymore. Like, the crowd was like, no, she has feelings. You need to listen. He's like, she just told me to stop throwing facts at her. And that's all he was doing, was stating facts. And she was like, stop stating facts. This is how I feel. Like, are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
Like, what?
No, there are people out there doing this whole, your facts are hurting me, my feelings are more important than facts.
Fuck your feelings. Because if we acted on everything you felt, the world would be a shittier place than what it is now.
I mean, I don't remember who it was, but somebody at some point coined the phrase hate facts.
Hate facts?
Yeah.
I never heard that before.
Yeah, it's basically you put the facts out there that prove this point, but they think that is a hateful viewpoint, and so now it's hate facts, and you shouldn't say them.
That's the dumbest thing I've heard in the fucking Jesus Christ. Wow, I don't...
So if you're sitting there, and a doctor comes in and says, look, you've got terminal cancer, and it's gonna, you know, you've got a month to live. That's a scientific fact. They've looked at it, they've use their scientific fact and reasoning to tell you that you maybe have a month to live. Can you say, no, that's hate fact. I feel like I can live long.
I mean,
and then a month later when you die, I guess you can be pissed off about, well, I guess you can't really be pissed off about anything because the fact is you're going to die,
right.
Motherfucker.
I mean,
it's only hate facts if it's Urban Ninja and they come in and tell him he's going to die from lupus, sickle cell anemia, or diabetes.
If you think about it, so there are some cases where people have lived through cancer, but, you know, with the Lord of Jesus Christ on their side.
Cancer's racist.
Well, you know, some people like to throw the religious thing. You know, the Lord tells me when to die. You know, like, so they have the right to say that, but then they might also have a strong religious belief. So that might tie into it as well. Now, I don't have cancer personally, thank the Lord. So I can't speak for people with terminal cancer, but what I can say is you should kind of listen to when your doctor says you're about to die, son. So the hell was that? Hopefully I didn't pick that shit up.
Your roommate said you're about to die, son.
Most of the youth today are so fucking over-medicated because they can't deal with things and their parents aren't teaching them to deal with things, so they're confused. And then they go talk to their shrink, and their shrink just pumps them full of antidepressants to make them feel better about themselves.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid.
But the problem with medication is your body eventually becomes used to the medication, and the medication is not as effective. So when you get to that point, then they have to rework your medications. And when they rework your medications, they can make you worse off than you were.
Ugh, fucking world is full of shit.
I bet you the majority of these anti-hippo motherfuckers are all kids on some kind of antidepressant.
Or they were on it and they went off of it.
I mean, nine times out of ten, they probably are. I mean, you meet these people. I hate people, but some of them are like actually fucking really depressed because they deal with a lot of shit, but they don't hurt people. Other people are just assholes and they're just like, love me or I'm gonna exert my feelings into guns and all kinds of weird shit like that. It's like, how do you...
I think, to be honest, Dave Chappelle covered it brilliantly talking about Anthony Bourdain.
Uh-huh.
And how this man traveled the world, ate all these interesting meals with interesting people, and then he ended up killing himself. And then he explains, you know, his best friend who lost everything to a woman, and he's working at a fucking Foot Locker where he could have been a lawyer. And never once did he think, I should commit suicide.
Right.
I think that is the perfect example and explanation for what the fuck is wrong today.
People just have to take accountability for what's going on and just make the best of it, you know. Because even... I've had people jokingly go, I should murder myself. Like, why the fuck would you do that?
Number one, you can't technically do that.
I should slip my wrists. And I'm like, but you're a straight A student. Like, what? What do you? I don't know. People have too many feelings and emotions that is drilled into their heads, and then they believe everything is entitled to them. It's fucking ridiculous. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the fact of drug. I don't know. I'm gonna make it a mission to find out what the fuck is wrong with the world.
Oh Jesus Christ! You're gonna end up killing yourself.
I mean. That might be the end goal. I might get like 90 years old and go, you know what? I might just do it. I'm going to die on 106.
If you find anything that links the Clintons to anything, back away and say nothing to nobody.
Well, I'm not going to go back in time. I'm going to move forward.
No, say nothing to no one about anything you find about the Clintons, or else you may forfeit your life without knowing it.
Well, I mean, I was just gonna ask him, like, you know, did you sleep with that woman, and then go from there. But you know, did you have sexual relations with that woman?
Did any of you guys humor the Democratic debate?
I watched half. I gotta watch the other half. But from what I got from it, so Elizabeth Warren has her head on her shoulders, right? She's sounding pretty good. Bernie Sanders sounds the same. Andrew Yang is like, you know,
does he order Chinese food?
Well, he's actually an Asian guy. Who's
no.
Offering
the name Yang? I had no idea.
He's offering $1,000 a month to families for the next 12 months. And I'm like, and then there's one guy like, we're going to get a reparations bill signed. And I'm like, don't think, you know. And then, you know, they attacked Joe Biden about the immigration stuff. Kamala Harris is pretty much got punched in the face. Not literally, but figuratively got punched in the face. It was
punched her in the face.
No one to punch her in the face. I'm saying, like, when they hit her with the police stuff and the investigations, and she kind of just stood there, like, wah! You know.
What police stuff? What investigation?
About when she could have helped investigations and she put more black people in jail for weed and stuff like that.
You mean Tulsi Gabbard? They asked her about that stuff?
That was hilarious. That and...
Well, you realize that was Tulsi Gabbard. God, she wasn't there.
Yeah, she wasn't there, but...
Because she did that to Kamala Harris. Because she was putting herself in a better position by showing people that Kamala Harris is a piece of shit.
I mean, but she is. I mean, yeah. But like, but a few days ago, they were more or less like, so you kind of didn't like weed at first. Why do you want to make it legal now? You kind of put people in jail for stuff like this and that and the third. Why do you want to, you know? It was kind of like they were asking her why she made a change of heart so quick, not so quickly, but like over time she made a change of heart and wasn't running for president to make these things that, you know.
That was the Democratic Party deciding that they needed to repair what Tulsi Gabbard broke. That's why, A, Tulsi Gabbard was no longer allowed in the debate, and B, they got softball questions lobbed to her to repair the truth that Tulsi told.
I mean, and she told it like it was, so it was like...
She, trying to be a Democratic presidential candidate, the only thing that I can say the whole time is, I wonder if people outside of Maryland understand that this motherfucker, all he did was tax us to death, take all the money. The one scandal that he was involved in, they dumped on Ed Norris, just so that O'Malley wouldn't be put away. And that once he became governor, taxed us more, took all that money, and wanted to put it in a fund to run for president. Here he's running for president, and the new governor's getting rid of all this bullshit taxes that he said we needed, and now we're gone. You know, so seeing Tulsi sit there and lay into Kamala and tell him, speaking the truth about shit, made me feel good, because clearly Kamala Harris has skeletons in her closet that people need to know about.
Right.
But I think it's terrible that the DNC decided, well, we can't have this, so sorry, Tulsi, you're no longer allowed at the debate.
That's fucking stupid. Like, she laid it out.
Tulsi was the one that me and my brother say would get our vote. Hmm. Everybody else is a fucking joke. Now, Yang, maybe, but the problem is that $1,000 a month to families, I don't know where he's getting that money from. And none of those motherfuckers on that debate stand could explain how they're going to get the funding for all the universal Medicare stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand that. It's like, we're going to get you free medical, and everybody will have the same medical. Yeah, you know what it'll be? Shitty medical. Mm. It will be shitty medical, because if you're not paying doctors more money, then they're not going to do better work. They're just going to do what the money allows them to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if that decreases your survivability of coming out of an operation, sorry, that's just how shit goes.
I mean, well, how does Canada pull it off? Or how does other countries pull it off?
They don't pull it off. Survivability is shit. The Canadians that I've spoken to through gaming, I mean, this one girl, she had months and months. She got a dental thing done, and then she had to wait months and months for another appointment for a follow-up. And she was missing teeth from this.
Damn.
She was going to have to get fake teeth. She had like 13 teeth pulled. And
God damn.
She ran out of the pain medication because of how long she had to wait between, you know, time to do it. And it's not, we did the operation and it takes that long to heal for us to continue. It was, our next opening is this long away.
Holy shit.
They don't do it right. This is honest to goodness, the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have socialized health care. And assholes like, the fuck's his name is this? Those movies, the fat motherfucker.
Harvey Weinstein?
No.
Wait.
The guy that did Bowling for Columbine.
Oh, you're talking about, the fuck is his name? I don't know what it is, dude. I can't remember his name either. But, I remember. I know you're talking about.
Michael Moore.
Yeah.
Michael Moore's fat fuck ass is sitting there on Bill Maher telling people that we need socialized medical care because all the other civilized countries out there are able to do it successfully. Just because they're doing it doesn't mean it's successful.
Right.
If you look for where the best heart operations, cancer treatments, and all that happens, it's all over here in the U.S. People come to the United States for health care, for important operations, heart transplants, and all that shit. Come over here. So how can you tell me if this socialized medical care system is so fucking awesome and they're doing it so fucking well, then why aren't they shipped to these other countries where socialized medical treatment can do just as well as the medical care that we have here? Does it cost money? Yeah, but you know what? It costs money because the more money you pay, the better care you get. It's
right.
Just how it is.
Well, unfortunately, I guess the Democrats think everything we need has to be free. Because I was thinking, they're going to raise minimum wage to $15. Did they not realize the fucking living wage has to go up as well? Did they not realize if minimum wage goes up, the wage of living has to go up?
They're using the minimum wage under the title of being a living wage. They're saying that it needs to become a living wage by raising the minimum wage.
Right.
But the problem is this, we already have illegal immigrants getting paid under the table to do things like drywall. Like, construction companies do this all the time. There's a certain point where they don't need or they don't have to use the union guys for, like, the remedial shit, like putting up drywall, plastering it, painting it, and all that stuff. You know, the stuff that the union people are too lazy to fucking give two shits about, so they swing over to Home Depot and they pick up 8 illegals in the back of their truck that they pay maybe $50 for that day, maybe, and that costs them less. So what you're going to do is you're going to raise the minimum wage that becomes a living wage now for people that are doing jobs that are supposed to be your step up to becoming a career. Like, you're not supposed to work at McDonald's to have a career at McDonald's, sir, flipping burgers.
I mean, that didn't unless you...
When you're in high school and you're working your way to save some money to go into college, that's when you work at McDonald's.
Right. Or if you're a manager or something like that, then maybe it could be a livable wage. But still, you would want to, if you wanted to deliver working at McDonald's, you would have to own that franchise, basically.
If you become a manager, then the idea is that you're working your way up to through management in some way, shape, or form. Whether you eventually become an owner or a general manager in an area, then you're remaining in some kind of retail or something like that. Like my best friend Larry, who's currently working at a gym, is a general manager.
Right.
And from a sales point, and he's even saying this right now, he wants to get out of what he's doing. He's just fucking tired of dealing with the owners and stuff like that. He's the top man at his store. He only answers to the owners. That's it. He's the general manager. That's it. He's good at his job. He makes their monthly income requests and everything all the time. Okay? And he's tired of it because he can't do anything right now other than something in sales.
Right.
He could get out of working at gyms, but where would he go? Somewhere else in sales. Selling cars, selling this, being a general manager somewhere. He doesn't want to do it anymore.
I mean, he could be an entrepreneur and, like, make his own shit. That way he's, you know, making money in his sleep. But that takes time and money.
If he was in a financial position to do that, sure.
Exactly right.
That's banks don't agree with the white privilege idea, trust me.
Well,
anyway.
In some cases.
What the Democrats want, and why we have had the past 4 years of nothing but them acting like petulant children, that's what the Democrats have come across this whole time with this, we're going to get in with Russian stuff, we're going to get in with Russian stuff.
But they've been saying that for years, but like, no, I mean, the only thing that's been happening, the Russia collusion is that they're firing people and they're speaking on it. But they're not even really they're investigating, but not investigating enough.
They pulled people in that were part of him running for president that were linked to the Russians.
Right.
They did everything they could in this investigation, and in that investigation, Mueller said, "Well, we're not exonerating him, but we don't have specific details that can link the Russians to him. We just can't do it. And if you can't do it, then you can't impeach him."
Right.
They're going through with the impeachment process anyway. Which, why? How can you do that? If you have no evidence, how are you going to impeach him? You're going to look like a bunch of morons. They have been kids. They're children. The Democrats felt that when they had Obama for 8 years, the first black president, that they thought that here it is. We have it. The Republicans are done. Stick a fork in them. They'll never win another presidential election. And I know that because their stance was, here's Hillary, she's our next president, just vote for her. She didn't have to campaign, she didn't have to go to the tough states or anything like that. Donald Trump went to all the states that she didn't waste her fucking time with, and he won over the votes.
Right.
The one thing that they needed to do was not act like they were fucking just shoo-ins for the win. But that's what the Democrats thought. They honestly thought, this is it.
Right.
We're going to have a Democratic, primarily Democratic Congress and the Senate. Everybody said, this is finally our dream. We can start nailing things down, be a global economy, and start doing our socialism stuff and all that, because Democrats are historically socialists. But what they want is power. They want the control.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of universal health care is government-controlled health care. That if you want health care, it's free to you, but it's only free to you what they want to allow to you, because the government now controls it. That's a socialist thing. That's communism.
Hmm.
So anything that they want to take over is to give them control, to allow you to do things.
But Democrats just think everything is supposed to be free, or like it's supposed to just pop up out of nowhere. It's like it shit costs money. Like you said earlier, if you want better healthcare, you're gonna pay more money for it. That's like walking to a car dealership, like, give me a 2020 Ford Focus for the price of this because it's what I deserve. It's like, no, you gotta pay more to get more, you know? And give me all the packages that come with it. It's like, no, you gotta pay more to get more. You can't just get it because you asked for it or you think you're entitled to it.
And their the Green New Deal, that stuff, in that was, we will upgrade your house for free, but somewhere in the language would have been, you have to sign your house over to the government, they're going to do the upgrades, and then you have to trust that they're going to give it back to you.
What the hell? That, hell no. You know what's crazy? As much as the left and the Democrats or whatever hate the government, they want the government to do all the fucking work, and that's so weird.
No, it's not. Because they want control. That's what socialists are. They want control.
Like, how can you hate something that you want to be in control? Like, that's kind of weird.
No. Democrats don't hate the government. The only thing that they hate about the government is that they don't have control of the government.
Okay, I see what you're saying now. So the Democrats want control of the government. Okay, now I got it. I got you now.
Democrats want socialism. To gain socialism, they have to have power. To have power, they have to have control of the government to be able to pass their bills and their social programs and everything else. And every one of those motherfuckers sat up there saying free Medicare for everybody, but wouldn't explain where the money was going to come from.
Right.
So all the idiots that are watching that and go, I'm going to vote for them for free Medicare. And they're going to go there and they're going to do that. And then once it's put into policy, everybody's going to go, why is our taxes pushed up? Socialist tax up to 70 to 100%. Socialist governments, that's what they do.
Damn.
You work to live, but you don't work to have things.
Right.
You can have what you can afford, but usually, eventually, what you can afford is only government-sanctioned stuff anyway, because eventually, the socialists will move on from Medicare, they will start covering your food supply,
mm-hmm.
government-sanctioned food that you purchase from, and all the money goes to them,
but
the grocery stores and all that stuff will become government-owned properties.
But then, in a way, if the Democrats are trying to own the government, or control the government, I should say, couldn't they just mandate it and make it to where as though, like, they have, you know, this say so on what goes on, otherwise it wouldn't be that way?
They could do that if they got full power. Obama couldn't pull something like that because you can't do what Hitler did.
Right.
Hitler, when he took over, he gave himself power, everybody okayed it, and then once he had that power, he abused it and took over. You couldn't do that. Obama couldn't pull something like that. He could try. But we had a majority of Republicans in the House, I believe, at the time. Not Congress, but the House.
Mm-hmm.
And he would never have been able to do that without a Republican resistance.
Right.
Now, if it gets one side heavy. Now, when I say this, you can't have the government be Republican heavy. If we get Republican heavy, then everything's going to fall to what the Republicans want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying the Republicans are the right answer. Neither one of these two parties will do what's right for the American people.
Right.
What they will do is what's right to get them votes.
Exactly.
And that's it. And then once they're in office, they do whatever the fuck their party wants. It's whatever their agenda is.
Just like Trump. Trump is just playing off of what he's given. Like, Trump got this, and he's like, I'm just play off of it. And that's why people...
Hey, he said he wanted to build a wall. Democrats said, no, we're not going to let you do it. There's currently parts of the wall already built.
Yeah.
He took military funding and put it into the wall. And they're bitching about that, which cracks me up because what are you bitching about that for? You say that they overspend on the military anyway.
Right. What? Yeah, so man,
see, can't that, he take that money that the government won't give him and he takes it out of the overpriced military bill anyway and uses that money for it?
But it's probably only because they realize he didn't use it for something that we technically need. They're saying we don't need a wall because of, you know, the border and all that shit. But they're probably bitching because they didn't put it into something like healthcare or like police work, something like that. That's all it is.
Well, okay, let's think about this for a minute. All right, so you put the money in the medical stuff. What are you putting it in? Where's research? Is that what you're saying?
Because there was a guy who was like, I'm going to put money into cancer research. I'm like, okay, that sounds like it'll work.
Well, you can still do that. See, the thing is, we have a lot of rich celebrities. We have athletes that make millions and millions of dollars.
Antonio Brown is one of them.
They make donations to help local community stuff, and they make donations to cancer centers. And there's plenty of foundations that collect millions of dollars
mm-hmm.
for cancer research. So what you're saying is you want to take the money from the government to put into cancer research on top of the money that's already being donated, because the one thing about the American people, love us or hate us, we are charitable, mm-hmm. whether it's because it's a great tax production write-off, which for rich people it is, or it's because people like us who work for a living have a little extra money and just want to feel good about ourselves and helping something.
Right.
We see a charity that we believe in, and we put some money to it. Is it millions of dollars? No. It's $100, maybe even just a dollar. But it's charity, and it's something that we do, because that's the Americans, is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And the government wants to put money in the research and all that. That's just kind of undermining the fact that you have an American people that already give all that money.
Yeah.
All the cancer research that's already been found hasn't been government funded. It's been funded from donations from the American people. So, yeah, please, dump all that money into cancer research. It's not necessary, which means once it disappears, they can put that money into anything they want.
Right.
Which
literally would be like Ebola or something. They'll probably dump more money into Ebola. Ebola pop back up again, and people will be scared.
What I'm saying is, they'll take that government money and stuff it somewhere hidden, and all of a sudden, the Democratic National Convention will have money again. Because they're broke. Obama broke them.
Oh, shit.
That's how Hillary Clinton got the nomination. She bought the DNC. That's why Bernie Sanders didn't get a chance at running for president, is because he didn't donate enough money to the DNC to basically buy them, and that's what she did. And then she lost to Donald Trump.
Crazy, crazy world.
Hey, you're right. Bringing Hinsky on did bring substance in politics.
Substance in politics is all we need.
Well, it brought politics and all about substance. I'm pretty sure if people listen to this shit, they'll probably be like, oh, listen to that uneducated fuck. He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. He's just doing speculation or toting some line that they don't agree with.
And I believe all of it.
I don't know everything. I don't know everything. All I can do is speculate based on those things that I read and see.
Yeah, I don't believe what I see too. It's like, you know, because you can listen to this shit and it sounds good, but then it's like, okay, let's see it in action now. Because like back then when Obama was like, I'm running for president, I was like, oh great, I was one of those people that's like, oh, Obama, black president, great. But over time, when I started to like, because me and you met, you started to tell me all the shit that I know now. It's like, oh, got it. And I started paying attention to it more. Then I would do my own research and see things with the Democrats and Republicans. And then I stumbled upon Hillary's America. And then that's when I was like, got it. Now I know, you know, so.
Well, I mean, and the thing is you watch those videos and you find things out, okay? It's information.
Right.
Now, is it leaned one way? It's all information shot at tearing down or giving you the truth behind the politician or whoever that they're targeting.
Right.
Which, like you said, it's Hillary Clinton's America. So it's Dinesh D'Souza taking and opening up the truth behind Hillary Clinton. The thing is we don't have the truths opened up about everybody. I'm pretty sure there's just as many Republicans, including Donald Trump right now who's in office, that if there was an honest-to-goodness view of where he came from, what he is, and all that, he'd probably look bad, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, well, Donald Trump looks bad regardless, but still, he was...
But my question is, and when I ask this, I mean, somebody please give me the specific details, okay? I am not a Trump guy, okay? I can't stand the tweets. I don't understand why he needs to do the distraction. Now, there have been some things that he's done, bills, policies, stuff like that I can agree with. There's some things I'm not really happy with, like the tariffs and all that stuff. But
yeah.
All I ever hear is that this man is a racist. And when asked, well, how do you know he's a racist? He just is. Okay. Where, during his presidency, has he done anything racist? What has he done that has hurt blacks or Mexicans? Now, has he made some statements and made some issues in what he said? Yes. Has the liberal media taking cuts of some of his speeches to say, look what he's saying about blacks in this one, or he's supporting the KKK in this one, but they're not showing you the rest of the speech where he differentiates and he says that I you know, denounce the KKK or whoever. Like, he has said that in the speech, it's just the rest of the speech that they don't show you.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I can watch the full speech and see that he does indeed denounce all this stuff, and the liberal media is calling him a racist and only showing him part of the speech, I want to know, what is he doing as President of the United States right now that is racist?
He's using words we don't understand. He's using his platform. He's using his platform to say whatever he wants. So therefore, it makes him like the Elijah Cummings and the rat infested thing. I'm like, how is that racist if it's the truth?
He says some shady shit. I'll give him that. You know, calling other countries, saying other, you know, some other countries are, you know, shit countries and stuff like that. But compared to us and how things are here and, you know, places in other countries where, there's a story I just read about where a woman in Iran, she's a fan of the Iran soccer team. Women are not allowed to attend sporting events in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
So she dressed herself up as a man to try and sneak in. She got caught. And she got caught and arrested. And when it was her trial date, the trial date got postponed, but she got wind of what her punishment in jail was going to be. What was her crime? She snuck in to a sporting event. In America, women can go to sporting events.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Iran sounds like a shit country to me, doesn't it?
Would
you say that that's a shit country? Women can't go to sporting events?
Yeah, you know. But what are the transgender, though? Can they still go?
Oh, don't even get me started on the gays and the transgenders over there. Sharia law?
They fucking,
Sharia law, the Muslims?
They murder us.
They don't like lesbians and gays.
They fucking murder us.
Transgenders. They don't just use hate speech. They throw them off fucking buildings and kill them.
Yep.
That's what they do.
They fucking kill them.
Up in New York, there is a collection of Muslims in a community, and they have created their own Sharia law police.
What?
They have made their own police, not official New York police, okay, but it's their community's police that are designed to enforce Sharia law in New York City.
Well, that's going to go over well.
I mean, they'll allow it. They can't tell them not to do it, because then that would be against their religion.
That's the slope right there. They're going to get caught up in the religious aspect.
Yeah, they're not Asian.
That's part of that. I can see that angle. But I can also see the laws where you can't be an acting police officer.
Yeah.
You can't pretend to be something you're not. You're not a police officer.
Yeah, but which one will they honor?
It's smart, but it's dumb. It's not smart because they're going to kill people, but like it's smart, but it's dumb. Like you can pretend to be the police, but you're pulling your religious instincts into it. It's a double negative. It's like a triple negative, actually. You're murdering people as a police, and most, that makes it like three times as worse. That's a triple negative.
There was a report, I think, in Western or Southern Maryland of a school, an elementary school, where they teach Sharia law. Now, public schools have been asked to take Christian and Catholic beliefs out of it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't say the Pledge of Allegiance because of mention of God in it. There's no praying allowed in it or anything like that.
Yeah.
But they're teaching Sharia law and apparently doing it in a fashion where to commit yourself to Sharia law, you have to say two things, and once you say them, you're locked in regardless of whether you meant to say it or not. That's what I've heard. I don't know, but that's what I've heard.
Oh, shit.
That was a report.
So kill gays. You're Sharia law.
There's one.
Oh, shit. Kill gays. All right, cool. Wait, no, I didn't mean that. Oh, Sharia law now. You must now kill gays.
What cracks me up is, you know, Antifa and all these people get together and they think, you know, socialism's the way and that we should back the Muslims and the Muslims should take over. If the Muslims take over and they enforce Sharia law is going to say, well, thanks for all the help, gays, but Sharia law says you can't be gay. And we don't do the shock treatment stuff that those Catholics and Christians did. Now, one of the things that the gays like to bring up is that Mike Pence is a supporter or was a supporter of the treatment to turn somebody not gay anymore, and that's usually some kind of difficult, really bad, radical shock treatment or something to shock them from being gay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's terrible, but Catholics don't get in a white van, drive around, that guy's gay, grab him, pull him mm-hmm. in, and drive him to this treatment. This is a voluntary thing. This gay person, in their mind, has decided that being gay is not the way they want to live their life, that they are sinning or whatever their idea is, and it is their will, and their choice to get this treatment.
Mm.
But other gays see this as, they're going to come and get us and turn us not gay. That's not what they do. You can't say that. The people that are getting put into that treatment, it's their decision.
Right. Or they could just go to church and, you know, be delivered. Like that one guy. But still, like, you know, everybody is just, they're going to have their own feelings and their own opinions and try to, like, get around it, but still, it's like, you know, There's got to come a time and point where you got to listen to the facts and listen to what the person's saying and understand what they're saying instead of having your own little emotions and nitpicking and what the fuck you want to do there. So, I don't know.
Then, as for women in the House of Representatives, the squad, as they call it, the three Muslims and the AOC, that's some scary shit. Because if they get enough support and all, that means they can get Muslims in other states and all that into the House or into the Senate. It's really scary shit. And all of it's fear-mongering. Everything that they're doing is fear-mongering. AOC is a fucking moron. Everything she does is just her exploding about stuff, regardless of whether her facts are correct or not, or she's just reactionary, you know, in what she's saying.
Uh-huh. I don't know how I did that, but I just broke a nail. I broke a nail clipper. Perfect.
Need to clip your nails more often.
No, I moved it a certain way, and it just, like, bink, it just popped out. Oh, that's broken. Uh-oh. Ah, screw it. I won't use this computer anyway.
You were so angry about politics, you broke it.
Well, Hinsky, it was great to have you on the One Scotch, One Podcast radio show. Hopefully we have you on again when we talk about gay people. Oh, wait, we just did.
I think we touched on gay people, right?
Whoa, I don't touch gay people. What are you talking about?
Yes, you do, you anal fuck.
Well, I am going to get laid now, if the podcast would allow me. Hopefully catch the knees popping on the podcast. That'd be great. My knees pop.
Are you going to Blacktus?
Well, I'm one of the five guys to meet this fat chick, so, you know.
That's the best place to meet them.
You know, fat girls just living there.
I like milkshakes.
Milkshakes, too.
He got something
gay. That sounded pretty gay.
Well, you know, we're all, remember, straight doesn't exist, so we're all gay.
Yep.
I like milkshakes.
Go
milkshakes bring the boys to the yard.
The boys are waiting. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and their life is better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and their life is better than yours. Damn right.
One cigar, one scotch, one podcast.